When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you've enjoyed the content that we've made so far in 2023, we're asking you to go to patreon.com/kindoffunny and toss us $10 to say thanks as part of August's Kind of Funny Patreon pledge drive. That 10 spot would get you access to more than 300 exclusive episodes of content. And to give you a taste, we're posting one of our Patreon shows just like this each Saturday and Sunday in August. Enjoy. Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Greg, Andy, and Tim. Contestants, are you ready?
Ready.
For Kind of Feudy.
Andy, who's I thought champ? About spitting my water all
champ.
Over your face.
Roger Cordy was the champ.
Was.
But he's not here.
We talk about this every fucking week.
He forfeited.
It resets every week.
He's been unlocked.
As the man who has been the champion for what felt like 7 weeks in a row, I never came in saying, I am still the champ. I give it up. You push it over. You never know because you don't win, Tim.
I actually did win seven in a row.
Tim.
It might feel like it to you, Greg, but it lived it for me.
I don't think anybody won seven in a row.
I did. Seven in a row.
I think that would be a whole season. No, nobody's actually won a whole season. As far as I understand.
You shouldn't whisper into the mic.
Contestants, of course, we're doing Kind of Feudy today. We did Kind of Feudy 2 weeks in a row. So we're back to video games.
Thank
the rules
God.
Are simple.
Damn, I missed a food one.
You didn't miss a food one. The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,700 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. Each round, I'm going to read to you a prompt and will ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an open world game. If Greg says The Witcher and it's number one, they'll him 50 points. If Tim says Fallout is number two, that'll net him 40 points. If Andy says GTA and that's number three, that'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. Contestants, are you ready?
Yeah!
Greg's ready.
Yeah.
I am. I'm very ready.
Round number one. Name a PlayStation Studios game that has a world that you'd hate to live in. Name a PlayStation Studios game that has a world that you'd hate to live in. We're going to start off with Tim Ma-fucking
Last Yetis. Of Us.
Tim says The Last of Us. The Last of Us.
Not on the list.
Is our number one answer.
It actually seems pretty chill.
That's going to give you 50 points. Andy Cortez, you're up next.
Bloodborne.
Andy says Bloodborne. Bloodborne is our 10-point answer. Greg Miller.
God of War.
Greg says God of War. God of War is our 30-point answer. And we're back to Tim Geddes.
Horizon?
Tim says Horizon. Horizon is our 20-point answer. Andy Cortez.
Spider-Man.
Who wants to live in New York City? Traffic, dude.
Disgusting place. Andy says New York. Or sorry, Spider-Man. Spider-Man is not on the list. Greg Miller, your final guess. The 40-point answer is still on the board.
I know. And it's a tough one. Because there's a recency bias usually with our audience. So you're really running down. But then you can start getting into like just, you know, PlayStation Studio games.
I mean, just think about parallel
parking. They take it too seriously, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
I understand.
What about a world with Gabe Logan?
I'm the last pick, right? This is it?
Yeah.
So really what I'm debating is Returnal and Days Gone.
Yeah.
But Last of Us was number one.
Search your heart.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Days Gone.
Yeah,
Greg is gonna go Days Gone. Days Gone is our 40-point answer.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
wow.
You were so close with the Gabe Logan. Could open the door for you. Right
was surprised
there.
By no Death Stranding. I was expecting a Death Stranding guess from somebody. But with that, Andy got 10 points with Bloodborne. Tim.
At least you have a nice walk.
Death Stranding would be should
He's
be. You
gotta watch
one.
Out with the acid rain.
Tell me that the rain as soon as it touches my skin is gonna age me 50 years. No, I'm not living in that universe. Put me in the Last of Us. God damn it. Like I said, Andy got 10 points with Bloodborne. Tim got 20 points with Horizon. Greg got 30 points with God of War. Greg got 40 points with Days Gone. Tim got 50 points with The Last of Us. Barrett. What's the score?
Right now in third place is one Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez with 10 points and tied for first Ooh. Place after the first round
wow.
with 70 points each. They're both having a great game so far is Greg, CEO Senior Miller, and Tim motherfucking Geddes, but it's still anybody's game.
Just imagine parking and then fucking Rhino hits you and you're like, I couldn't even, I was almost about to get that parking spot. Hey, I'm fucking parking here.
You get to see Spider-Man and there's a possibility you could get powers. You'd probably be a bad guy, but hey, powers are cool.
You know? And also, like, the sidewalks smell like trash.
Yeah, throwing the slammer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's real New York. That's just real.
God.
What about the Ninja Turtles and everything?
Yuck. Round number two. Name an NES game that everyone played back in the day. Name an NES game that everyone played back in the day. Andy Cortez.
Is this like an inside joke that I'm missing? Is this like a... Why are you giggling? You're giggling over there.
The evil laugh from Garkin.
I'm going to go with Super Mario Bros. 3.
Andy says Super Mario Bros. 3. Super Mario Bros. 3 is our 30-point answer.
Oh, go to hell.
Greg Miller.
Are we... These are game titles.
Just say Halo, bro.
Yes. Name an NES game that
everyone
played. So,
there can be more than one Mario on it.
Yes.
Super Mario Brothers.
Greg says Super Mario Brothers. Super Mario Brothers is our 40-point answer. Tim Geddes.
You know,
fuck with me if you want to.
Every once in a while, there's a question asked here that I'm like, do I go for the win or do I go with my heart? And I need to show some goddamn
respect. Go
for
the win.
This is one of them times I got to go with my heart. Oh. And I hope it's also for the win.
Oh.
I hope it's the fucking right answer. And it should be. It's Paperboy. Okay?
Oh.
Everyone fucking played Paperboy.
Tim. That's good.
Tim says Paperboy.
Yeah.
Paperboy is not
I don't even
on
care. I don't even
list.
Care. You're a bunch of heathens.
Andy
Get educated.
Tetris.
Andy says Tetris.
Hey, me,
Tetris
me, me,
me. Is our 10-point answer.
Oh, butthole, man. Come on.
Game Boy one.
Yeah.
Greg Miller.
Duck Hunt.
Greg says Duck Hunt. Duck Hunt is our number one answer.
God damn. Yeah.
Oh, fuck Hunt.
Honestly, I knew Duck Hunt would be number one.
Sure he did.
I just wanted Paperboy on the list.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, of course.
You ever have that like track and field one?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
My friend had a little pad.
The trio pad?
Yeah.
Trio pack?
Tim.
Fucking things smell like shit.
You're our final guest here.
Legend of Zelda. That gold cartridge, you know what I mean?
Says The Legend of Zelda. The Legend of Zelda is our 20-point answer.
That is.
Is there a 30-point open? Or is there nothing open?
No, there's nothing open. I think that's a clean wipe? Clean wipe?
Wow.
Is that the right term? I'm going to say clean wipe.
I forgot what we... I forgot what I was... Because one of them is like...
Get them in order.
If you get them in order, and then one of them is
there's a full
wipe.
Like a full wipe.
Full wipe or clean sweep?
Clean sweep.
Mopped.
Full wipe.
Get mopped.
Yeah.
One of them.
Anyway, with that, Andy got 10 points with Tetris. Tim
That's
got
it,
20
bro?
Points with Zelda. Andy got 30 points with Mario 3. Greg.
Read all your points at once?
I forgot. I was like,
Greg
damn.
Got 40 points with Mario, and then Greg got 50 points with Duck Hunt. Barrett, what's the score?
Sorry, Greg got 40 and 50?
Yes.
Okay, God, you cool. fuck, man. You're good at this goddamn game. Sorry.
Greg does not. But you know who doesn't
like
fuck?
Close. I came up with too late.
You know who doesn't fuck in third place is Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez with 50 points.
I don't believe that.
In second place with 90 points is Tim motherfucking Geddes. And a bit ahead of him to the guy that fucks in first place is Greg CEO Sr. with 160 points. Ooh. But it's still anybody's game.
Did anyone write in Paperboy?
I don't think so.
God. I hate you all.
How close was...
I
or is there,
associate are, it with Super Nintendo.
Are you doing a tiebreaker?
Paperboy? That's no, thing. That's NES. That's
are you doing a tiebreaker? Should I not?
For, any, for that one? No, I don't have a tiebreaker for that
okay,
one.
Okay, how close was Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
That's how I was going to
really? That was my heart.
For game.
Let me open up the Google Sheets to give you guys the fun stats here. And so if I open up my work email, then I go to... Let's see here. Kind of Feedy audience pool. Fun fact, this is season 10. I labeled the polls.
Ah.
10.
We're calling it season X.
Whoa.
And then it was like, comes with a lot of cool t-shirts you can get.
We're really cool gonna get behind marketing this one.
Let's see, name an NES game
for a t-shirt with an X on it.
Let's see. All right, I got some Battletoads in here. Mm. Got quite a bit of Contra. Mm. Some Donkey Kong. Some Dr. Mario. A lot of Duck Hunt. Let me scroll back to all the Duck Hunt.
I like to imagine the X looks really like extreme.
Kind Wait, of,
like,
what was your question? What were you asking?
Rollerblading, Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No, Ninja Turtles. Let's see here. Ooh, a lot of Mega Man, but like Mega Man got split the vote because Mega Man won too. Metroid. Oh, you know what? A handful of people did write Paperboy.
Thank you.
Yeah,
good people.
Out of 1,700. Out of over 1,700, I should say, 12 people going in Paperboy.
Cool.
12 people. I got Punch Out in here. We have.
I don't care this much.
How many Captain Skyhawks
did you get? 10 TMNT. 10 people wrote out TMNT.
Fuck.
Less than Paperboy.
Yeah.
I respect that.
That's a game that made me scared of drowning the most.
Of course it did. Because I'm a freaking level, man.
Let me tell you about Sonic the Hedgehog. Round number 3.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Name a God of War character you'd bring on a road trip. Name a God of War character you'd bring on a road trip, Andy Cortez.
It's fuck, man. Mm-hmm. I get like, how?
I got it.
A God of War character I'd take on a road trip. I'm so mad at myself right now.
I'm mad at you right now.
Too. I'm so mad at myself.
Shit the bed.
Because I can't fucking think of it. I have to guess something else. I cannot just whiff on the goddamn name. And it's right there, and I'm gonna be so mad when somebody says that. I'm gonna go with Brock for right now because the other one I just cannot fucking hit. No,
Andy.
No,
says never mind. Fuck. Brock. Brock is our 20-point answer.
Yeah, okay.
Tim Geddes.
Vermeer.
Ah! I was gonna say this in my mind. It was Dimitri. Because he was part of a tree. God damn it. Fuck.
Tim says Mimir.
God damn it.
Mimir is our number one.
I just heard Dimitri. 50 points. I just kept on trying to think, hey, Dimitri, come over here.
Dimitri, enough.
Greg Miller, name a God of War character you bring on a road trip.
Calliope.
Daddy, no.
Jesus.
Because he killed her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
He has a white skin because it's their ashes, you know. His wife's, too.
It's fucked up.
I feel like... I don't like how Brock placed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, me either.
Because he's the one I'd rather hang out with.
Yeah.
Which cools me on that. And so then it's like, I understand the question, but I'm gonna say Kratos. Because I still think he'd be fun to talk to, and he could fuck shit up for me, and yada, yada, yada. Lift the heavy things. Lift me.
Greg Miller says Kratos. Kratos is our 40-point answer.
Okay, thank you. Good, okay. I got worried about it. You're
I mean, that fucking
it.
Sucks, yeah, because, like, it's just people just saying, who's a fucking who's God of War character? Me? And it shouldn't be it.
Yeah.
It
should have been Demetrius.
Speaking of that, Freya.
Tim says Freya. Wait, Tim, are you up next?
Am I?
I don't think you are.
I think Andy's up next.
Yeah, I am.
You gonna say Andy?
But I don't know if I. The Brock being a 20 really fucked me up. I mean, he's a perfect, just chill.
Mm-hmm. He's funny.
Oh, God, I got jokes for days, Greg. You kidding me? Drop by that gas station, he'll tell you to tell her too. Just like Dimitri would. I'm gonna go. You know, it's because I'm thinking of like being on a road trip, you know what I mean? And like, I'm hungry, and there's, you know, Atreus in the back being like, here's some snacks. And he, you know, he like throws you health every once in a while, but he could throw me like some flaming hot fries. Yeah. I'm going to go with Freya then.
Fuck. God damn it.
Andy says Freya. Freya is our 30 point answer. Tim Geddes.
That's
sucks ass. I'm going with Atreus.
He's going to be 40, bro.
Tim Geddes says Atreus. Atreus is our 10-point answer.
Fine. Which was all that was left, right?
Yep, that's all that was left. That was a clean sweep, a full wipe.
Full sweep.
With that, Tim got 10 points with Atreus. Andy got 20 points with Brock. Andy got 30 points with Freya. Greg got 40 points with Kratos. Tim got 50 points with Mimir. Barrett, what's the score?
Barrett, you muted.
Yeah. Right now, in third place is the Nitro Rifle, Andy Cortez. Now in the triple digits with 100 points. Clean in second place, a bit ahead of him, with 150 points is Tim. Ma-fucking-Geddes. And just a bit ahead of him in first place with 200 points is Greg, CEO Senior, but it's still anybody's game, possibly.
Separated by 50 points each. Of course, that's just one number one answer.
That's all that is.
That's all that is.
Easy.
Still anybody's game. In round number four, name a game franchise that Kinda Funny gets flack for not playing. Name a game franchise Kinda Funny gets flack for not playing. Andy Cortez.
I am going to say, oh my God, I just can't think of anything right now. And I have it. I see it. I see the word blessing.
He sees it.
I could draw it for you. Not the second half because I don't. I am going to say, I'm so mad.
I'm so stressed.
I'm going to go with Xenogears.
Andy says Xenogears.
Yeah.
Andy says Xenogears.
Yes!
Xenogears is not on the list.
What is it?
Tim Geddes.
Xenoblade. This is a great episode.
Cause I was like, it's not Xenogears. No, you know what? It's definitely not Xenosaga. It's Xenogears. Fuck these stupid games, man. That's why we don't play them.
Tim says Xenoblade.
Stupid ass games.
Xenoblade is our 50-point answer. Go. It's so hard to play poker face on this game sometimes. Because I could not last you saying Xenogears. Greg Miller.
That was great.
Yakuza.
Oh.
Greg says Yakuza. Yakuza is our 20-point answer.
Wow, that's low. Mike talks about it. And Gary.
And Janet.
And Janet.
Andy Cortez, we're back to you.
Repeat the question one more time, Blessing.
Name a game franchise Kinda Funny gets flack for not playing. Funny enough, I kind of do want to pick up Xenoblade now. I've been talking about mechs a little bit lately. Been watching Code Geass. Been watching Gundam.
I'm going to say the Tales series.
Andy says the Tales series. The Tales series is not on the list. Tim Geddes, we're back to you. Tim is thinking real hard.
This is bad.
He's thinking real hard.
I just hate the fact that Greg's 20 ahead of me. This is, it all comes down to this.
He's feeling the pressure.
Give him another round after this.
Oh, there's another round?
Yeah.
Okay, thank God. Thank God. I'm going to say space. League of Legends. I don't fucking know.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Tim says League of Legends. League of Legends is our 30-point
Holy
answer.
Holy shit!
Wow.
Shocked. Wow. Yes. Shocked on that one.
The reaction Greg had was like,
I was
you're
like,
an idiot.
not even a chance. What a bunch of fucking losers that you don't want us to play these shit games.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Greg, you're up next.
Wow.
Well, man. And what numbers are open right now?
40 and 10.
I'm so sad.
So happy. That was the best.
Andy, you went twice?
Fucking Xenomorph, yeah.
Okay. And you didn't get any of them.
No.
Okay.
I got one. No, I didn't get any.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, I don't have your name written down here. I'm like, there's no way you missed two in a row. It turns out.
I said Tails the second time.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Xeno Warrior Princess.
This is a good answer.
Thank you.
In the same vein of Yakuza, where you can go, oh, well, that person talks about it, I'm still going to say Persona.
Greg says Persona. Persona is not on the list. At 10 points.
Can I guess?
Go for it.
Was it Souls games?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Although there was a handful of people that
were in Souls. I know it's been remedied.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
still.
Our 10-point answer, Madden.
Hmm.
Oh. Madden.
Wow.
Yeah, God,
people are just grasping for straws.
Yeah, no, I think
we got pretty great coverage. Then.
Yeah, I think we're pretty well covered. At 40 points, Hogwarts Legacy.
Ah!
Hogwarts Legacy.
That is hilarious, actually.
I see. I was definitely thinking of franchises. Yeah, that makes sense.
With that, Greg got 20 points with Yakuza.
I'm thinking like genres, like puzzles.
Yeah, well, you got puzzle pop down there.
Tim got 30 points with League of Legends. That's Tim got 50 points with Xenoblade Chronicles. Barrett. What's the score?
Right now, in third place at a stagnant 100 points is Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez. Way ahead of him in second place.
He's not that far. You know.
With 220 points is Greg, CEO Senior.
You're a burst?
Which means right now, heading into the final round, I believe, with 230 points is Tim, motherfucking Geddes, but it's still... either Tim or Greg's game.
It's neck and neck.
And I fucked up 20 of those points I could have had with Freya.
Round number five, our final round. A simple one. Name the best Final Fantasy game. Name the best Final Fantasy game. Andy Cortez.
You know, there was a moment a little while ago where I said the wrong Xeno game and somebody to my right celebrated really, really loudly in my face. So I'm going to say the best Final Fantasy game is Final Fantasy 13.
Andy says Final Fantasy 13. Final Fantasy 13 is not on
what
the
is
list.
Wrong with you? What is fucking wrong with you in your head?
Greg, you don't see what I'm doing, you idiot?
Greg
it
Miller,
goes to
you're
you.
Up next.
Yeah, I would have liked him to take one of the obvious ones off the board to make it a little bit harder to figure out where everybody's at.
Go for it. Pick one.
Oh, because popular opinion feels like it's swung, but it's recent. When were these questions posted?
3 weeks ago. Yeah, about 3 weeks ago.
How long ago did 16 come out? I don't remember how long ago Final Fantasy 16 got. Like a month ago.
Yeah.
Fuck! I hate it. Fuck! I hate it.
I meant 13 verses.
No.
It's still not on the list.
I'm going to say Final Fantasy. Can I check the phone on when
no,
it really came
out? No, no, you cannot.
I'm going to say Final Fantasy 16.
Greg says Final Fantasy 16. Final Fantasy 16 is our 30-point answer.
Okay, hey, you know what? I appreciate all of you so very, very much. That's dope. We got some taste out there.
Tim Geddes.
Oh, I'm going 7, baby. Final Fantasy 7.
Tim Geddes says Final Fantasy 7. Final Fantasy 7 is our 50-point answer.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Andy Cortez, we're back to you.
I'm going to say Final Fantasy.
Just pick a number.
9.
Andy says Final Fantasy 9. Final Fantasy 9. Is our 10-point answer.
Ah, what?
Greg Miller, we're back to you.
Final Fantasy 10.
Greg says Final Fantasy 10. Final Fantasy 10 is not
oh, wow, that's
on
14!
The list. Tim Geddes.
6.
Tim Geddes says Final Fantasy 6. Final Fantasy 6 is our 20-point
oh,
answer.
Damn, so yeah, there we go.
That's everyone.
That's everyone.
Our 40-point answer was the one that was not guessed. Our 40-point answer, Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Oh, oh yeah.
What?
Wow. VII
I didn't
Remake.
Know if they counted. Yeah.
I thought 14 would have swept.
No, 14. So that was our tiebreaker. 14 was actually our sixth place answer.
No way.
Under that.
I'm hanging out with Michael Hyam. You know
under
what I mean?
That, 10.
Under that, Tactics.
Oh, okay.
And then under that would have been 10.
I mean, you see how many Gems have been creamed because of 14, man?
Tactics and 10 were separated by only one vote. 47 votes versus 46 votes. Fun fact.
Is first. 12 the one after that?
I didn't even get that far in counting.
Mm-hmm. I fucking gave up.
I guess I could have taken 7 from you, Tim. No. That's my bad, Greg.
No.
Yeah. He'll blow in fourth air.
Yeah, dang. That, like...
And, I'm not even going to look it up because the way... This was the toughest one to count because of the different ways people would write in answers. Because they would either write in just the number or just the Roman numeral or they would spell it out. Or they would write Final Fantasy, just the number, Final Fantasy, just the Roman numeral.
Or just like Tifa.
Annoying. It was a meta. It was like, it was a nuisance trying to figure that one out. But we did it.
I am shocked and personally impressed that many people put 16 as the best Final Fantasy.
Yeah. I mean, it's that recency bias.
Hey, I love that. Let's go.
Andy got 10 points with Final Fantasy 9. Tim got 20 points with Final Fantasy 6. Greg got 30 points with Final Fantasy 16. Nobody got 40 points with Final Fantasy 7 Remake, but Tim got 50 points with Final Fantasy 7. Barrett, what's the final score?
The final score in third place with 110 points is Andy, the Nitro Rifle Cortez. Just a little bit ahead of him. In second place is Greg, CEO Senior, with 250 points. And just ahead of him, to take it all home with 300 points.
Oh, yeah.
Is Tim Ma-fucking-Getty.
In bowling, they call that a perfect game.
Was that 300? Points? Oh, okay. There you go. I went bowling a couple weeks ago. Never got a 300. Didn't even get close.
I want to say the real winner of today was Dimitri.
Because he was in a tree.
300 is one of the high up there scores for the show. I've not checked the high score in a while, but I'm pretty sure you're getting close. And so congratulations, Tim Geddes. You're our new champion. Until next time, this has been Kind of Feudy. I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Andy. That's been Greg. And it's been our pleasure to serve you.
Fucking Xeno Ball.
I love that. Oh.